From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Music legend Donna Summer, loved by fans as the Queen of Disco, reportedly has died. The Associated Press, quoting a statement from the family, says she passed away today after a battle with cancer. The five-time Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter was the first artist to have three consecutive double albums reach number one on the Billboard charts. She delivered a string of hits that have remained popular for generations. Donna Summer is survived by her husband and three children. She was 63 years old. The Kennedy family is grieving for the death of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s estranged wife, Mary Richardson Kennedy, who was found dead at her home in suburban New York. The Westchester County Medical Examiner's Office said today that the 52-year-old mother of four died of asphyxiation due to hanging. The Hague trial of former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic has been indefinitely suspended due to procedural errors by the prosecution. We have details from Terry Schultz.
Lawyers prosecuting the former Bosnian Serb commander on 11 war crimes charges admit they failed to disclose on time all the evidence they plan to use against Mladic. Prosecutors say they've gone through more than a million documents, and while they submitted the majority of materials by deadline, they've made some errors. In a document sent to the court, the attorneys say despite their best efforts, full disclosure has not yet been made. So while the presentation of the prosecution's evidence would have started May 29th, Mladic's defense team insisted on a delay to study the new disclosures. Chief Judge Alfonsori made very clear his displeasure. He said the UN tribunal had been unpleasantly surprised by what he called very significant errors. He suspended the trial until further notice. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Almost 10% of all U.S. inmates were sexually assaulted while they were in prison, that according to a Justice Department study out today. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports the numbers are higher than previously reported.
The study is the first to examine sexual victimization by asking former inmates about their experiences while in prison or jail. Previous studies have asked inmates while they were still locked up, and the numbers this time are significantly higher. 1 in 10 former inmates said they were assaulted or victimized. More than 5% of state prisoners said the incident involved a staff member, and almost half the inmates who reported the violence were then reprimanded for it, according to the study. The report comes just as the Justice Department is about to announce prison standards meant to curb sexual violence behind bars. The standards were expected to be released years ago, but officials have struggled to figure out how much can be asked of state and private prisons. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.
Dow's down 68. This is NPR. Mitt Romney's presidential campaign appears to be distancing itself from a super PAC's plan to run ads that highlight President Obama's ties to a former pastor whose sermons have been described as racially incendiary. Romney's campaign manager, Matt Rhodes, says a candidate will reject all attempts at character assassination. Firefighters are working to save homes and vital communications equipment from a wildfire in north central Arizona. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports from Phoenix, crews are hoping that the winds don't turn against them.
It's been a dry spring, and winter was warmer and drier than normal, too. So now that summertime heat's approaching, vegetation across the southwest has next to no moisture stored up, which makes it perfect fuel for wildfires. There are several fires burning in Arizona, but the one with the potential to do the most damage is threatening the old mining town of Crown King, about 60 miles north of Phoenix. In fact, there's a faint haze from the Gladiator fire here in the capital city. Homes in Crown King have been evacuated, and people have taken up residence in the high school, which has been converted into an emergency shelter. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The latest employment report offers new hope that hiring will pick up later this month. The four-week average of unemployment claims has fallen to 375,000, and the week-to-week tally was unchanged. Latest from Wall Street, Dow's off 60 points, nearly half a percent at 12,538 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ is down now more than 1% at 2,845, and the S&P 500 down more than half a percent at 1,316. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.